Man, I like the way the last couple of weeks they've been pulling out some of these old songs.
Yeah, brother. I don't know if somebody said, how saved are you?
Yeah.
I'm saved to the uttermost.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change for some reason up there.
Amen. There you go, brother. You're getting it finally. Hallelujah. Pray for my sound man. Amen. Got deer hunting on the brain, I think. Amen. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter number 20. Exodus chapter number 20. We are just about to wrap up this series on the Ten Commandments. We started, I don't know how many weeks ago, and began preaching through the Ten Commandments. I've hit them while preaching before, or mentioned them while preaching before, but I've never just specifically preached through the Ten Commandments. And the more that we've been doing this, as the weeks roll on, the more the Lord has shown me how needful it is.
Amen.
Amen. How needful it is. I wish every pastor in America would take 10 Sundays and preach through the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
Amen. You say, why is it so needful? Because the churches aren't keeping them.
Amen.
Amen. The churches aren't keeping them.
Amen.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I'll tell you what. Let's compare our crowd this morning to the crowd at the ball field on Wednesday night. Amen. Do you know they say you have to get on a waiting list to get your kid on a ball team now?
Wow.
Wouldn't it be something you had to get on a waiting list to come to church?
Yeah.
Amen. If we cared anything about God's word and we cared anything about God's law, that's the way it'd be. I wonder what our churches in Villarica would be like this morning if everybody in every house in this county who professes to be a child of God were in church this morning. Not this church, but a church. Amen. As you drove by the churches, there'd be people standing in the parking lots. I'm not talking about lost people. I'm talking about people professing to know Christ. The Ten Commandments, for the most part in our country, have become a joke.
Yeah.
Amen. Exodus chapter number 20, and we are on the ninth one. And I know some of you think, boy, this has been rough. I can't wait till he gets off this. Amen. Hey, it's not just rough on you. It's rough on me. Amen. I wonder how many of you, as we put those little signs in our yard about the Ten Commandments, and we pitch a fit because they took them off the courthouse walls, and we pitch a fit because of this and that. Why do we pitch a fit over something we don't care about anyway?
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Amen. I wonder how many of us, as we've preached through these Ten Commandments, have found ourselves lacking.
Yes, sir.
Some of you, y'all got real quiet on me when we preached on Thou Shalt Not Steal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I mean, y'all just literally dried up on me. You say, boy, that really helped us. No, it didn't. The offerings hadn't changed a bit. We all right this morning? Y'all say amen. If the preaching was taking effect, it would cause change in our heart. Amen. Now let's look at this one. Next to the last, our ninth commandment. In verse number 16, the Lord said, Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Let's read it again. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Can then somebody tell me what that means real quick?
Yeah.
Thou shalt not lie.
Yeah.
Amen. We used to point at each other when we was kids and we'd say, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Have you ever had somebody lie to you and you knew they were lying?
Yeah.
We had a guy in school. And I'd call his name, but too many of you'd know who it was. And he was a habitual liar. I don't see, you could not even dream up the stuff he told. We were at lunch one day at school, and it began to snow. And we were sitting at the lunchroom table. And he said, hey, if they let us go early, I think he was counting on them not letting us go early. He said, y'all come to my house, I got a snowmobile. What kind of idiot in Paulding County would have a snowmobile? Please don't come tell me after church you have one. A snowmobile. We was like, cool. We went to his house after school. Oh, it's locked up. It's locked up in the barn. I don't have the key. Uh-huh. Let's go out and peek in the hole. He's lying. He just flat out lying. Sometimes we lie on purpose. How many of you do that? The rest of you are lying. Come on, talk to me now. Let's try that again. Man, whoo! Thou shalt not lie. You're sitting in church this morning. Amen. How many of you lie on purpose? You said, no, not if that's for me, I'm not here. Come on. Little white lies, well, it's just a little white lie. No, it's a lie. A lie's a lie's a lie's a lie's a lie. I lie, you lie, we all lie. Right or wrong? Come on. Honey, does this dress make me look fat? That is a good lie. Amen. One man told his wife, said, I don't think the dress has a thing to do with it. Amen. Amen. Thou shalt not lie. And we ought to work on that. If Christians ought to be anything, we ought to be honest. Amen. We ought to be honest. Now, is it right to tell the truth all the time? Come on. Is it right to say everything you think just because it's so? Amen. And we're going to get to that in just a little bit. Listen, if you talk very long, you're going to lie. Y'all all right? If you talk very long, you're going to lie. Instead of thinking about people who have lied to you, I want you to think this morning on this fashion. How many lies you have told. I'm not preaching to the liar sitting next to you. I'm preaching to you. You say, who are you pointing that at? Every liar in this room. Including myself. A lie, Webster said, is a false statement presented as truth. A lie is a false statement presented as truth. Let me bring that down for you. Watch a court case on television. Amen. How many of you remember the O.J. trial? Somebody said he went to jail for robbery or something. Finally. Huh? Yeah, he's in jail now. Listen, what that defense attorney did, he took a fabrication. He took a lie, in my opinion. We got quiet in here. My OJ fans, I guess. They took a lie and presented what they knew was false, and they presented it as truth. Amen. That's a lie. Now, let's look at lying just for a few minutes this morning. I wonder how many of us are aware of the origin of lying. What the origin of lying is. Turn to John chapter number 8. This is not going to be real preachy this morning, but it'll help you if you'll let it. Amen. John chapter number 8 this morning, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter number 8, I want to show you something. When you lie, I want to show you what's taking place. John chapter number 8, when I lie, I'm not just pointing the finger at you. I thought about this last night. I was trying to study, and I had some stuff on my computer, and it wouldn't print off, and I was getting aggravated, but I started writing things down, and I thought, boy, it's hard for me to preach. Yeah, it's hard for me to preach. Why? Because I'm guilty of it. It ain't fun to preach on what you're guilty of yourself. So you know what I had to do? I had to get down to my office this morning and say, Lord, I don't know how many lies I've told lately. But I pray you'd forgive me for them. Yeah. Amen. I plead the blood of Christ on my lying tongue. Yeah. God, quiet. He said, preacher, have you ever lied to me? Probably. Amen. Amen. I lie every time I get back from Brother Anthony's. Yeah. Every time I talk about the fish I caught, it gets bigger. Amen. Brother Fisher still has a running joke with me. He'll call on the phone. Did you get that 12-pound bass mounted? It started at 6, and it just continually grew. Amen. I had to ask God to forgive me for lying. Amen. You want to hear a lie? Corner up any man in this room, ask him what kind of gas mileage he gets in his truck. Amen. You finna get lied to. Amen. John chapter number 8. Let's look at the origin of lies. John chapter number 8 and verse number 44. Jesus said, ye are of your, say it with me, father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the what? In the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a, say it with me,
liar
and the father of it. What are you saying? I'm saying the devil's a liar. And one day his pants will be on fire. Amen? Amen. The devil is a liar, and he is the father of lies. He is the originators of lies. And when we lie, the devil is using us to lie. Amen. Every one of us lie. Every one of us have lied. And we need to think about the consequences of our lies. Anybody know where the first lie in the Bible is? The very first lie. Genesis chapter number 3. I want to show you what the first lie was about. Did you know it's still going on today?
Yeah.
That very first lie is still being told over and over and over and over and over.
Yes, sir, brother.
Now, some of you are going to fall out with me right here, but you're not very far from the floor, so you'll be all right. Genesis chapter number 3, you know the story. Adam and Eve are put in the Garden of Eden. And it's a perfect place. There's no sin. They're naked and not ashamed. In other words, they don't even realize, amen, because they are totally innocent. You put a little boy baby on the floor, strip him of his clothes, put a little girl baby on the floor, strip her of her clothes, and they'll sit there and play with their toys and never, but you wait till they're 14 and do it. You see what I'm talking about? They were sinless. And God put that one tree, the tree of knowledge, he put in the midst of that garden, and he said, you can have anything in this place you want. You can have it all. But that, don't touch it. If you eat it, you'll die. Is that what God told them? But come on, y'all help me this morning. Did God tell them that if they touched that fruit on that tree, that they would die? God said, right?
Amen.
Amen. Now, I really don't think Eve was all that tempted. Why? Because she's sinless. She had a will, but she was sinless. Till she met the serpent. She started listening to some snake talk. That's what's wrong with some of you this morning. You've been talking to a snake somewhere. Amen. A snake's been lying to you. Amen. Well, your husband don't treat you right. If I was you, I'd leave him. That's a snake. You know what so-and-so said about you on their Facebook? You're talking to a snake.
Amen.
You're looking the devil right in his God-given eyeball. We all right? Genesis chapter number 3. The Lord said, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it. Now watch what he says. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. She said, God said, if I touch it, I'll die. What did the devil say? No, you won't. So what's he doing? He's calling God a liar. Is that right? The liar and the father of lies is telling a lie, calling God a liar. Listen, when somebody tells you that God has lied, you are listening to the devil.
Amen.
Look, watch what he said. In verse number 5, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So the woman saw it, and she took it, and she ate it. Is that right?
Yes.
The devil lied to her.
Yes.
The first lie in the Bible is a lie about God's word.
Yes, sir.
When a preacher is preaching, I don't care what he pretends to be. He can stand flat-footed and 8 foot tall and say, I'm a Bible-believing Christian. But as he's reading the Word of God in his preaching and he says to you, a better word would be. You got a liar on your hands. You say, uh-oh, you're one of them King James. Oh, yeah, straight up and down, sideways, slantways, upways, downways, backways, and forwardways. I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. And if you're carrying something else, you've got a lesser Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't get mad. Let us show you.
Yeah.
Amen. The very first thing the devil does is he casts doubt on God's word.
Amen.
Amen. You ever run into people, you get to talking about the Bible and you bring up a certain issue, whatever it may be, maybe like living together before you marry? And you get this statement, well, I just don't believe that means, and I don't believe. It don't matter what you believe. Do you understand that? God's word is the final authority on any situation or any matter in our life.
Amen.
Amen. Just one time, taking the word blood out of the Bible is dangerous. Amen. Just one time, calling Christ the same name as Lucifer is dangerous. Amen. You say, well, I have an NIV because I can understand it better. No, you can't.
Amen.
No, you can't.
Amen.
You know what the NIV's full of? Vulgar words.
Yeah.
Amen. If I could turn to some scriptures in your NIV and have you stand up to read them publicly, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
We all right?
Yeah.
We've got a world full of preachers standing behind God's sacred desk lying to people and telling them a better translation would be. No, the best translation would be what God said.
Yeah.
One guy said, well, I just believe the original. Show them to me, pal. Break them on out here and let's read them.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't got a brain in your head. I got a Greek New Testament somewhere right up here. You wouldn't even know where to start reading it. We all right?
Amen.
The devil, his job is to cast doubt on the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. He's a liar. When the Holy Spirit deals with you during the altar call and the Holy Spirit says you need to go to the altar and get saved, and you know what the devil says? You're all right.
Yeah.
You made a profession one time. You prayed a little prayer. You went through the water. You're all right. You're a church member.
On,
you might be a church member on your way to hell. Don't let the devil lie to you.
Right.
Amen. Don't sit in church and go, boy, I wish so-and-so was here this morning. God knows who's here.
Yeah.
This message ain't for those who are out. This message is for those who are in.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't let the devil lie to you.
Amen.
Amen. What did he lie about? He lied about God's word. Amen.
Amen.
I'm careful about the books that I study. I'm careful about what I read.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, they're not Bible believers, but they got some good stuff. You better be careful.
Yeah.
If they're twisted on that, they might be twisted on something else.
Yes, sir.
We all right? I know this ain't shouting, running up and down the aisle, but we need to get back to the place where we treasure God's word as God's word.
Yes, sir.
We need to get back to the place where we said, but the Bible says.
Yeah.
You know, there's several things I'm crossways with God on. I wish it wasn't that way. Amen. Y'all all right? But I gotta just cow down and say, okay, he said it. Don't mean I gotta like it. Amen. Amen. He said it. He lied about God's word. He lied about God's warning. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. That's still in the book. For the wages of sin is death. Is that right? Y'all talk to me this morning. Is that right? He said, no, God didn't mean that. You're not gonna die. Yes, you are. The devil said, go ahead and help yourself to that. All it's going to do is open your eyes and you're going to be as God. You're going to be as smart as God is. Go ahead and eat it. Liar, liar. Pants on fire. You know what I bet? I bet Eve took that fruit. Then she gave it to her husband and her husband ate that fruit. Somebody said he ate it because he loved his wife so much. Baloney. He ate it because he chose to. Amen. When we go against God's word, we do it because we choose to. Nobody made you do nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Flip Wilson, you on TV, I'm telling my age. How many of you know who Flip Wilson was? Hallelujah, I ain't alone. Flip Wilson used to have a saying, the devil made me do it. No, he didn't make you. He presented the opportunity.
Yeah.
He never made anybody do anything. We do it by choice.
Amen.
He cast doubt on God's word. He lied about God's word. Then he lied about God's warning.
Yeah.
Amen. You're not going to die. You'll be all right. And I bet Adam and Eve sat there and thought, we ain't dead. Hey, Adam, you're naked. But you can put some clothes on. Well, Eve, you naked yourself. Don't you cover that up. Amen. Let's get us some fig leaves. some thread and let's make us something.
Amen.
But we ain't dead, Adam. That serpent was right. We ain't dead. God did lie. Oh, but one day Eve looked in the mirror. And she said, Adam, come here. Is that a gray hair in my head? Yeah, Eve, I believe it is. Adam looked in the mirror and said, is that no hair on my head? Amen. You know what they realized? That body of flesh, just as sure as God said it, it was dying. God was right. You know what? Still today, because of that, I'm dying, you're dying. Somebody said, did you hear so-and-so was dying? We all are. Some of us just closer than others. Amen. Some of you already got your eyes closed and your head bowed. All you got to do is stop breathing. Amen. Some of you been dead from the neck up. Listen to me now. He lied about God's word.
Amen.
Them preachers on TV, you know what you need to tell your children? Come here. That's a liar. Amen. Boy. I got to be careful. When they tell you they can bop you on the head and heal you of cancer, they're lying. God don't even have to do no bopping and he can heal cancer. We've seen it done. Amen. But that crowd's a liar. Amen. I've said it 1,000 times. If they really possess that power, why do we have children's hospitals? I think they should be put in jail for murder. Amen. For having the ability they claim to have. And little boys and girls dying with cancer every day. I wish I had that power, Brother Charles. I'd put Scottish Rite out of business. Amen. You say, oh, it depends on somebody's faith. You're nuts. Every kid in that hospital believes in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Don't tell me they ain't got faith. Man, what's the matter? They're lying. He lied about God's word. He lied about God's warning. And he lied against God's wisdom. Amen. How do you know when somebody's lying or when somebody's taking scriptures and lying to you? It goes against the book. If it goes against the book, it ain't right. Are you okay? Well, how do I know it goes against the book? Check it out. Amen. Check it out. Get you a Bible. Find it for yourself. Listen, we're going to get on something sweet here in a couple of weeks. I'm praying, Lord, when I get through with this, let me preach on heaven. Amen. I know it's 10 rough sermons. Amen. Because it goes against our flesh. Amen. He lied about God's word. He lied about God's warning. And he lied about God's wisdom. Listen, so many ways in which we lie. We lie with flattery. Let me tell you something. I got to be careful. I pray this was a visitor. We had a visitor last Sunday. She may be here this morning. During fellowship, a married man approached her and told her how good she looked. You better pray I don't find out who you are.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Even ask for a phone number. You say, preacher, you're offending me. Brother, if you're going to hit on women in this church, hit the road.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. If she's single and you're single, help yourself. I don't know who it is. I ain't got a clue. I want to know who it is. Yeah, Brother Freddie said he'd take care of it right now.
Amen.
I'm looking to see who's looking nervous.
Amen.
Amen. We lie with flattery. Amen. We lie when we repeat gossip. Did you hear? Hey, how do you know what you heard is true? Half the things you tell about other people, you don't know to be a fact. You're a liar. When you listen to a lie, you're guilty. When you repeat a lie, you're guilty. Do you know if it weren't for lies, what most of you would have on your Facebook? Nothing. Well, so-and-so said, I don't care who said it. Well, I believe everything they say. That makes you crazy. That makes you a psycho nut if you believe everything your friend says. Amen. Do you know you don't even have to have a tongue to lie anymore? I feel sorry for a grown man that ain't got nothing to do, better to do than sit and play with a computer.
Yeah.
I ain't against you having a Facebook. Stacy puts his race cars and all that stuff on there. That's pretty cool. Amen. We can keep up with Brother Ryan in the Navy and see pictures of people's babies. That's all right. But we don't need your garbage on there.
Right.
I asked somebody the other day what that tweeter was. Twitter. I said, what is that? They said, that's just where everybody can keep up with what you're doing. I don't want everybody to know what I'm doing. Well, I'm about to brush my hair. Who gives a rip? I've had a headache all day. Because you're staring at that screen. Take a pill and take a nap.
Amen.
Y'all all right? Somebody said, preacher, why don't you get a Facebook? Don't want it. Now, here's the reason. I'm afraid I'd get on there and see what everybody was saying about me. Amen. Somebody said this about me on Facebook. How you know? We all right? We lie in so many ways. Some lies, they're innocent lies. Amen. Sometimes some lies are innocent lies. We lie without thinking. We don't mean to hurt people with our lies, but we do. Amen. We do. Somebody told me the other day, said, I heard that so-and-so's wife left him. Am I going to tell somebody? No. Because I don't know that she's gone. I heard that about a preacher friend of mine. I preached about 6 different places in the span of about 8 weeks. All 6 churches that I went to, the pastor said, did you hear Brother so-and-so is separated from his wife? I heard that 6 times in an 8-week span. You know what I did? I didn't tell a soul. I picked up the phone. I was sitting with the 6th preacher who told me that. I said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just call him. Oh, brother, I don't know if I'd do that or not. I said, why not? I said, y'all going around telling everybody they split up? If they are, I want to pray for him. So I picked up the phone. And I called Brother Harry Nix myself. I said, Brother Harry, has your wife left you? He said, no, she's right here. You don't talk to her. Since he's apt to lie, I said, put Miss Sue on the phone. Hey, man. I looked at that preacher. I said, you won't talk to him? Be careful what you tell. Be careful what you tell. Even be careful when you know it to be a fact. Let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you a simple question. Let's pick out somebody. Brother Rusty said, pick me. let's take Brother Robbie. Brother Robbie has a past, and I know about it. And it's true. I didn't get it on Twitter. And I didn't get it on Facebook. I got it from a man in a purple suit. He's wearing red this morning, but it was purple at the time. Amen? Now, because I know his past to be true, is it wise for me to share that with everybody else? Tell me what good that does. Now, if you're in this church and I find out you're a pedophile, I'm going to scream it from this pulpit. Because that truth will protect somebody. We all right? I know we ain't shouting this morning. But if a truth about you being repeated can do nothing to uplift or help you or to help somebody else, it shouldn't be told. Amen. There's things about our past. Brother Stacy keeps saying, one of these days, I'm going to get in that pulpit and I'm going to tell it. No, he ain't. If he comes toward this pulpit, Brother Fred, take him out. He knows things. Amen. And they're true. That you don't need to know about your past. Y'all okay?
Amen.
To be honest with you, I know him well enough that if he came to this pulpit, he wouldn't tell you nothing bad about me. Oh, you ain't gonna believe what he told me. That's my friend right there. Amen. I don't think friends lie about each other. I don't think friends bear false witness against each other. Amen. so many ways in which we lie. Most of the time when we lie, it's to get out of trouble.
Amen.
Amen. Levi had to work today. When Levi was little, Levi wouldn't lie. He'd lie to his mom, but he wouldn't lie to me. I'd say, Levi, did you do that? Yep. It's hard to whoop a kid when he's honest, isn't it? Have y'all ever asked your child, did you do that, and then you just beat the fire out of him when they was honest and told you yeah and they're sorry? I could never whoop him. I think he was smart. I think he figured out, even if I didn't do it, all I got to do is own up to it and daddy will cry and thank me and hug me. Amen. Hey, you reckon it worked like that with God? If we'd just be honest with God and say, yes, Lord, I'm guilty. Yes, God, I've done exactly what the preacher said, and I'm sorry.
Amen.
Maybe God, old Brother Earl Hughes said, maybe God will lay his hickory down, pull you up in his arms and love on you a little while.
Amen.
Amen. God's chastisement's pretty rough sometimes. Y'all listening? You know what? I think God chastises more so than anything else. Lying, hurting other people. Amen. There's some things you do, you ain't hurting nobody but yourself. Then God will punish you for them. But those things you do that hurt other people, if there is a word about another person on your Facebook, do us a favor. Go home and take it off. Amen. Go home and take it off. I remember a preacher friend of mine. And I got to shut up, I know. A preacher friend of mine failed in a big way about 12 years ago. And another preacher friend of mine thought it was his God calling, his ministry, to go around the country running that preacher in the ground. That's wicked.
Yeah.
Oh, did he do it? Yeah, he did it. The guy was guilty.
Amen.
What are you guilty of this morning? What if all your sin was on Facebook? Would y'all mind if we just printed that off? I'd like to do what Brother Bill Weininger did. That I heard that he did. I hadn't got a chance to ask him. He may be listening, done out of church and listening to me. Amen. But I heard he got on people's Facebooks and printed off everything they said and read them from the pulpit. Somebody said, why don't you do that, preacher? If I knew how, it would have been done. Amen. The devil is a liar. Amen? Let's quit hurting each other with our lies. If the devil is a liar, what is Jesus? John chapter number 1. I got to hurry. I'm going to give you this right fast and we'll go. John chapter number 1. I spent too much time on the stinking devil and not enough time on the Lord. But boy, we ought to just expose him for what he is every now and then. Amen? John chapter number 1. Look at, are y'all there? Look at verse number 14. The Bible said, and the Word was made flesh. Tell me who that is. That's Jesus. And dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father. Watch this. Full of grace and? Full of grace and what? Now, listen, you can just go ahead and figure, if the devil is a liar, Jesus is exactly his opposite. If the devil is a liar, then Jesus is truth. If the devil is wickedness, then Jesus is holiness.
Amen.
Is that right? You can look at everything the devil is and just go ahead and consider Christ everything exactly opposite. Are you all right?
Amen.
He's the truth.
Amen.
Somebody said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
What is the truth? It's Jesus. Amen. Look at verse number 17. The Bible said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look at John chapter number 17. John chapter number 17. Now watch this. I love it. I love this verse. John chapter number 17. And look with me at verse number 17. Some of y'all should be able to quote this verse. John 17, 17. He said, sanctify them through thy what?
Truth.
Through thy what?
Truth.
Thy word is what?
Truth.
Wow. I wish somebody would tell Mr. Olstein that. Mr. Olstein, is Jesus the only way to heaven? Well, Mr. Larry King, I just don't know. Won't you read it?
Yeah.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
Why don't he just open the Bible that he claims to believe? What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying he's a liar. And you fans can just take it, lump it, jump it, leave it. I don't care. But the man is a liar. Amen. Are those men who flew the planes into the Twin Towers, they believed in their God? Are they in heaven? Well, Larry, I just don't know. I know. They're frying in the pits of hell. Y'all all right this morning? Yeah, but we want the truth. No, you don't. We're living in a society that would rather believe a lie than to hear the truth. Why don't we want that when we go to the doctor? Hey, doc, there's a big lump in my neck. What is it? Oh, it's probably just a cold. You're all right. You're not going to x-ray it? No, I'm sure. I've seen it 1,000 times. You're fine. Go home. No, we want him to be thorough, don't we? We want our doctor to be thorough. We want our doctor to really get on the inside and examine. But we don't want the preacher to do that. We don't want the Bible to do that. Oh, I've got an idea. Let's fix us a Bible that we like. Let's take out all the truth. Remember when those disciples couldn't cast out the devils? I'm going to preach too long this morning. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, so quit looking at your watch. Amen. Let's just fix us a Bible that we like. Let's take pride out of it. I tell you what, you tote the NIV, look in your concordance when you get home. See how many times pride's in there. Hey, replace it with something else every stinking time. Why? Because pride's a sin. And we don't want our pride messed with, so let's remove that. We all right? So let's fix it like we like it. No, let's just take God's word at face value and say, okay, Lord, I see what you're saying. It goes against what I feel. You better not base everything you believe on what you feel. Sometimes I don't feel all that holy. Amen? Amen. I base my salvation on a feeling. How you feel when you're running the fever of 100 and cold and puking your guts out? I don't feel saved then. What do? I go to God's Word. Why? Because He said His Word is truth. Amen. Somebody said, oh, if you could just sit down and have a debate with this scholar or this professor I know, he'd straighten you out on that Bible. He can't. I'm already straightened out on it. I don't care how many PhDs he's got. I got a PhD myself. It's in my garage. Set of post hole diggers. Amen? Hallelujah. I don't need a PhD to know that's God's Word. My little old grandmother in heaven didn't need a PhD to know that was God's Word. And you don't need a PhD to know it's God's Word. You know what I need to know that's God's Word? Faith, friend. Trust and obey, for there is no other way. Amen. Whoo, Lord have mercy. God hates lying. Let me give you some more scriptures. We're going to go to the house. I promise. I'm trying to find an unhooking spot, and I just ain't found it yet. I'm not trying to be funny. I really am. I'm thinking, Lord, I'll just leave that out. And God said, you better not leave that out. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 6. That's right in the middle of your Bible, right after the book of Psalms. Proverbs chapter number 6. Now watch this. Proverbs chapter number 6. Now, this is tough scripture. Look at verse number 16. Are y'all there?
Yeah.
Woo! These six things doth the Lord... Say that word with me.
Amen.
It didn't say these six things kind of bother him a little bit. He said, these six things doth the Lord hate. Now watch this. A proud look and a lying tongue. Well, he put that before hands that shed innocent blood. I think God's a God of order, don't you? He said, these six things God hates. A proud look and a lying tongue. Those are on the top of His list. Why? Because they do more damage than anything else. The proud look, pride, what's it say? Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. I just needed to get started there, Brother Charles. Thank you. Amen. Pride will still kill you, friend. I'm proud to be an American? No, well, be thankful.
Yeah.
I'm proud of my kids, I have you know. No, you ought to be thankful for them.
Right.
Amen. Pride will kill them. And a lying tongue. God hates it. He said He hates it. He said He hates it. Somebody said this, and I wrote this down. I thought this was good. They said, sin has many tools, but a lie is the handle that fits them all. Can I say that again? Sin has many tools, but a lie is the handle that fits them all.
Amen.
Amen. You know whatever sin in your life surrounded by? A lie.
Yes, sir.
You have to lie to justify it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You ever told so many lies to try to get out of something you couldn't remember what the truth was anyhow? My mama used to just sit, and she's at our family reunion. Y'all preach to her tonight. She used to just go round and round in circles, and then she'd catch me. Aha.
Yeah.
I knew you was lying.
Yeah.
And then you wind up going, but. You don't even know where to start, man. Amen. Why does God hate lies so bad? I'll tell you what. For one reason, we see it in America right now. It's weakening our government, if not destroying it. And I get tired of these people that look at me like, oh, you're against Obama. I'm against every stinking one of them.
Amen.
Try that on.
Amen.
I think the only honest man in America was that senator who stood up in Congress and said, you're a liar.
Yeah.
They made him apologize for telling the truth.
Yeah.
How many of y'all got some bailout? Me neither. He's a liar. Nancy Pelosi's a liar. John McCain's a liar. George Bush was a liar. If they're in politics, they're liars. Y'all break that word down, would you? It's brought up or made up of two words, poly and tick. Poly means many, and a tick is a blood-sucking parasite. Amen. Somebody tells you they a politic? Yep, you are. You are one of many blood-sucking parasites. A court of law is supposed to be designed to bring forth the truth. That's the farthest thing from it. Amen. Somebody told me if you've got enough money, you can get out of anything. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
It's weakening and destroying our government. It breaks up homes.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Sure does, every day. Tell you what else it does. It tears up churches.
Amen.
The devil will use you and your lying mouth to do damage and harm in this church.
Yeah.
I know people who aren't here this morning because some of the stuff some of you have said. It got quiet right there. You know who could fix that? You. I get tired of making excuses for some of y'all. There's one in particular. I just have to say, you know how they are. That's just how they are. Bless God, how they are will change.
Yes.
Amen.
What are you saying? Quit talking about people. Well, it got quiet. I'm sorry, church. I love you. But you need to shut up every now and then. Amen? It tears up churches. It hurts relationships. Did you know somebody can forgive you for saying something about them on your Facebook? They'll forgive you and they'll still have fellowship with you. But that relationship won't never be the same.
That's right. You're right.
They, some of you, I'll never tell anything. Amen. But when I got a problem, I need to talk to somebody. I talk to somebody who's a long, 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 long way from here and ain't got a Facebook. Somebody said, preacher, what's bothering you? I ain't about to tell you.
Amen.
I don't want it on the 6 o'clock news. It hurts relationships. We all right? This command, and I'm done. This command commands or demands thoughtfulness in our words. Thoughtfulness in our words. Do you ever speak without thinking? You ever stuck your foot in your mouth and then stretched it a little bit and poked the other one in? And then stretched it even farther and done a buck dance right there on your tongue. Have you ever said something and said, what was I thinking? You weren't. You know what we ought to do? We ought to rehearse in our minds our words before they come out. But I just can't help it. I say everything goes through my mind. You're lying right there. No, you don't. You'd been divorced a long time ago. You don't say everything comes through your mind. Nobody does. Amen. Somebody told me one time, said, well, I can't help but cuss. It's part of my vocabulary. Well, why don't you do it when you're around your mom? You can control your mouth. Amen. Amen. This command demands thoughtfulness in our words. It demands honesty in our relationships. You know what? If Brother Freddie, and we're friends. I mean, I would consider ourselves good friends, close friends. Would you? I hope. If Brother Freddie came to me and said, it's gotten back to me, preacher, you was preaching so-and-so, and in your sermon you said something about me. Did you say that? I'd have to say, yeah, I did. And now he's sitting there now going, what did he say about me while he was preaching? You know what? I'd be honest with him. You know why? Because I can. And he'd be honest with me. Why? Because he can. If I said something stupid about him, I did it without thinking. And he's my friend, and I'd ask him to forgive me. And you know what he'd do? He'd forgive me. I believe he would. Amen. Y'all all right? Amen. Honesty in our relationships. Some of you ought to have enough God about you this morning to go to somebody you've been talking about and apologize to them. But you don't. We know what we ought to do, but we ain't got enough God about us to do it. We'd rather there be strife than to be honest. Too much pride to bow our heads. You ever run into those people who will never say I'm sorry? I've counseled with a couple that one of the parties in the couple. Y'all don't want to go out right now. It's coming a storm. So I'm going to never come back to this church. Well, I'm going to get you while you're here. Amen. I brung it. I ain't taking it home. Amen. I don't want you to get wet when you go out, so I'm going to preach till it quits. Amen. What was I saying? I plumb forgot. What? Yeah, counseling with a couple. Thank you. Too many people giving it to me at once. And it's always one of the parties in the couple. I won't say even whether it's the husband or the wife. It's always something else that's wrong in the marriage. They point at this person or this person or this family member or that family member. It's this, it's this, it's this, it's this, it's this, it's this. It may just be this. It may just be this. I preached, I think, one of the greatest revival meetings this week that I have done in a long time. Not that my preaching was great. The cause was great. That church had a family revival. Brother Tony and I preached each night on the home and our relationships. And I think we need to do that around here. Amen. But the problem is, when we hear the truth, are we honest enough to do anything with it? I had heard all my life, till I was 19 years old, that I needed to be saved. Wait, that night I got saved, that wasn't the first time I heard the gospel. I could quote the Romans Road before I got saved. I'd heard the truth, but I'd never been honest enough with myself to do something about it. Amen? Do you know when God changed Jacob's name? Jacob meant cheater, liar. You know when God changed his name? When he was honest about who he was. He lied to his daddy about being Esau, remember? Then he got in that wrestling match with God, and God stopped right in the middle of the fight and said, hey, what's your name? He said, my name's Jacob. My name's cheater. My name's con. My name's liar. God said, not no more. From now on, we're going to call you Israel. God changed his name from liar to prince. Why? Because he is honest with himself and he is honest with God. Do you know the Lord will save your soul this morning if you'll be honest with yourself? Well, I'm all right. No, ain't none of us all right. There's none righteous. No, not one. Amen. That command demands thoughtfulness in our words, honesty in our relationships. It demands integrity in our lifestyle. Amen. Do you know what? When a man runs for office, Brother Todd left. I was going to say, get me a song. We can't have imitation, man. It'll be in a plan. When a man runs for office, you know what the opposing party does? You know what they do? They investigate their past. They want to break down their integrity. I remember when Sarah Palin was running for president, and Wolf Blitzer and all that CNN crowd wanted to dig up dirt on her. Yeah. One preacher on the internet said, hey, Wolf Blitzer, and he named off all those other guys here. Won't you tell us about your sodomite son? Amen. Oh, they want to dig up dirt on everybody else to tear down somebody else's character. Amen.
That's right, sir. Amen.
Our job ought to be to build up character. Amen. Yeah. Now, how can I improve my lying mouth? I got a bunch of scriptures. Proverbs chapter number 10. Proverbs chapter number 10. I'll give you these scriptures and we're gone.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter number 10. I'm going to show you the best way to keep from lying. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. How do I keep from lying, preacher? Shut up. Could it be that simple? Yeah. It's hard to lie when your mouth's closed. Amen. Somebody said, how do you know when somebody's lying? Their lips are moving. Amen. Proverbs chapter 11. Look at verse number 12. Probably right there on your next page. He that is void of wisdom despiseth. That's chapter 11. I'm sorry. I said 11, didn't I? Yeah, he that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. Look at chapter 13, verse number 3. The Bible says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Chapter 21. Last one, we're going home. I know some of y'all are thrilled about that. Look at verse number 23 of chapter 21. The Bible said, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Thou shalt not lie. Every one of us believe that is right. Don't we? But yet we'll do it. We have done it. What we need to do is get right over it. Amen. Some of you have gossiped about people in this church this week. What do I do when I lie, preacher? Run to 1 John 1:9 and grab it and hang on to it with all you've got. Really be sorry for it. Swallow your pride and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Preacher's right. Man, I've lied about this and I've lied about that. God forgive me for lying. Amen. Some of you would be bold enough to sit there and say, I haven't lied about anything this week. You probably have if you've told something you've heard. I hate this statement. Brother Eddie, I promised I wouldn't tell nobody, but. Well, shut up. That follows every piece of gossip you ever heard. I ain't supposed to say nothing. Don't. Let's stand to our feet this morning. It'll be better tonight. Maybe. Listen, before they sing this morning, never mind, I'll wait till tonight. Let's bow our heads all over the house. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning say, preacher, I've never been honest with God about my soul. If I died just like I am right now, I can't promise you that heaven would be my home. Preacher, please pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray I'd get that settled in my heart. I won't embarrass you. I wouldn't come to you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not saved. Just slip your hand up and put it right back down. I know this wasn't a salvation message, but that's all right. You can get saved this morning. Preacher, pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. Anybody? God bless your heart, baby. I see your hand. I see your hand, sir. Thank you. Anybody else? Pray for me. Pray for me, preacher. I need to get that thing settled about my soul. How about this? Preacher, pray the Lord help me with my mouth and my tongue and my fingers on my keyboard. Pray that I wouldn't say things and repeat things that might hurt somebody. Hands are up all over this building. Thank you for being honest. Thank you. God dealt with your heart in any way this morning. Get on this altar. And let's tell God about it. Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name, we thank you, oh God, for a good day. Lord, I thank you for the rain. Lord, it thrilled my heart to hear that thunder. And Lord, to feel them raindrops on my neck when I come out the door this morning. It's been mighty dry. And Lord, I sure appreciate it. Lord, I thank you for your scripture this morning. Lord, sometimes it rubs us the wrong way. But God, that must mean I need rubbing the wrong way. Lord, I pray, God, you'd help us in this matter about our tongue and about lying. God, help us to be honest. Honest with you and honest with ourselves and honest with each other. Father, help us to get right over the harm we've done with our mouths. And God, I pray for those that raise their hand not sure about their salvation. I pray you'd help them this morning to get it settled once and for all. And Father, we'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.